Paige pulled into the driveway and frowned when she realized the house was completely dark. Where was Dax? Surely he hadn't gone to bed already. She wasn't that late. With a sigh, she reached for her bag and climbed from her vehicle. Her frown deepened when she realized the front door was locked. She dug out her keys and fumbled around in the dark for several seconds before she finally got the thing unlocked. Once inside, she moved to the couch and began to discard her gear. She had just slipped out of her uniform shirt and was standing there in a white t-shirt when her phone began to ring. She snatched it up without checking, positive it had to be Dax. It wasn't. "Hey, Paige," Carmen said, relieved. "I'm glad you're home. Since Zeus went with Dax, I didn't want to stay home alone, so I'm on my way over to your place. In fact, I'm just pulling into your driveway. Is the door locked?" "No." Paige frowned at the headlights shining in through the large bay windows. "Why? Never mind." "I'm headed in," Carmen informed her before disconnecting the call. Seconds later, she bounced through the front door and dropped a large bag on the floor with a thud. "What do you mean Dax is with Zeus?" Paige asked. "Do you ever check your messages?" Carmen scolded. "Dax said he couldn't reach you, but I was sure the two of you must have connected by now." "It was a busy day," Paige said, feeling defensive. "Fine," Carmen dropped into a nearby chair. "Don't kill the messenger." "Where is Dax?" Paige pulled out her phone and saw Dax had indeed been trying to call her. "Ken found a good deal on some snowmobiles," Carmen explained, "but they were up in Salt Lake. The guys headed out to take a look. Zeus wasn't sure they'd make it back tonight. It was late, after work, when Wooly finally got a hold of the guy, the seller, I mean. They headed up, but it's at least a 2-hour drive one way. By the time they get there, stop for dinner, check out the machines, and head back, it would be the middle of the night. I told Zeus they should just find a hotel and hit the road first thing." "That's probably a good idea." Paige settled onto the couch. "Does any of this worry you?" Paige asked hesitantly.
"Any of what?"
"The training center," Paige clarified. "It just feels like they're spending an awful lot of money. I want to be supportive, but if they get too far into debt, they'll never get out of the red."
Carmen frowned. Dax said he was going to talk to Paige about the money. Obviously, they hadn't had that conversation yet. Even so, without the extra cash, the guys wouldn't be that far into debt.
"Do you and Dax even talk? I mean, I know you married the guy, but do you talk about what he's doing with the new business?"
"I guess we don't," Paige realized. "We talk, but usually it's about my work, not his. I don't know that much about the courses, the goals, or the finances."
"Well," Carmen considered, "maybe you should make the time. It's a big deal, Paige. What those guys are doing, it's huge, and they're already in demand. Zeus told me they're nearly booked solid. That's for next year. The guys wanted to add another course this year, but Dax won't budge on that one. He's doing the survival course this weekend, then another session the week after Thanksgiving. But after that, he's shutting down until mid-January."
"What do you mean, shutting down?" Paige was beginning to feel selfish. They always talked about her cases and what happened on the job that day, but she was starting to realize they never talked about Dax and his new project.